Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the innovative platforms and entrepreneurial journeys that are shaping how we connect and experience events. Today, we are focusing on building lasting communities, the evolving landscape of live events, and the power of turning attendees into passionate advocates. Now, recent trends highlight the increasing importance of community building around shared experiences and the need for event organizers to foster deeper engagement. This discussion today will provide valuable insights into how technology can facilitate these connections. Joining us today is Aidan Busted, co-founder and chairman of Novelty, a technology company focused on building tools that enhance how people discover, attend, and engage with live events. So before further ado, Aidan, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Great. Now, Aidan, Novelty is focused on enhancing the live event experience, right? So let's start by exploring your approach to building strong communities. What do you think are the key principles and, you know, strategies behind this approach? And how exactly does your platform facilitate the creation of these enduring connections?
Yeah, so we've actually been developing some really cool technologies, and a lot of them increase brand visibility for event organizers. They help attendees find events. They increase brand integrity, right, and really strive to bring communities together in new age technologies in which we've created.
That's very interesting. And also, I'd say a very community-centric approach, right? Because building lasting relationships around shared experiences, it's crucial for long-term engagement and long-term relationships. Now, building on the theme of events, let's look ahead at the future of these experiences. Now, technology is transforming how we discover, right? Discover things. Now, what do you envision as the future of live events and experiences? And how exactly, from your perspective, will technology continue to, you know, shape how people discover, attend, and engage with them?
Yeah, so I think with all the organizations and companies that are out there already, whether it's StubHub, Ticketmaster, or whatever the company, a lot of these companies are so focused and they prioritize only making money for themselves. Right. And they've really lost track of really trying to bring attendees together and help event organizers. A lot of event organizers don't even break even on their events anymore because these processing fees for events are so excessive. So the future of live events is going in a direction that it's never really gone before. A lot of the attendees are really sick of dealing with these companies when they're charging these excessive processing fees. So we see it going in the direction, and we're trying to build our technology to cater more towards the direction that it's going. So helping brands make more money, helping attendees find their events more easier, just trying to build up a whole new level of accessibility for them.
So you're just making lives more convenient for everyone right there,
for
right?
Everyone. Yeah.
Great. And that's a very forward-thinking perspective as well. I think the integration of technology has the potential to create even more immersive and, you know, connected event experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's a very exciting innovation because we at Canadian SME as well do a lot of events. So I'm very interested in this topic. So before, you know, we go further into the conversation, here's a special message for all of our listeners. especially for the event organizers and the community builders. If you're looking to create more meaningful and lasting connections with your audience, remember, technology can be a powerful tool for fostering community and enhancing the event experience. But let's get back to our conversation with Aiden and explore how to turn attendees into advocates. Now, turning attendees into passionate advocates is, you know, a key strategy for ensuring long-term success. Please go ahead and, you know, on top of your mind, if there are any specific examples or, you know, strategies for how event organizers can effectively turn attendees into advocates for their events and communities.
Mm-hmm. So the two biggest things that I can talk about is one of the things that we've built is a white label solution for event organizers. So you don't get transferred over to any third party app. You go onto the website that you're buying the tickets from, whether it's Canadian SME or Cirque du Soleil or whatever the case may be. So it brings a whole new level of simplicity during the actual process of which the attendee will buy a ticket. Another thing that we're working on, and it's not a system that's completely built right now, is a lottery system. And that lottery system is something that I'm personally really excited about because it's we use AI for it. So if you go and you're a really big fan of Taylor Swift, for example, she's massive, and you bring a friend and you buy tickets off our platform, for you, a person who's bought 8, 10 plus tickets, you're categorized as a super fan, whereas the friend that you're bringing just bought one ticket, maybe two, she's not quite a super fan. But for those fans that really have shown a long-term engagement and really prioritizing coming to your events, they're entered into what we call the lottery system. And that lottery system allows the attendees, whenever that person, that organizer or the performer hosts an event, you get entered into this lottery system where you get the chance to win backstage passes, VIP tickets, meet and greets, whatever the case may be, all fully funded by our company. So it engages the community so much more and it encourages them to keep buying tickets and keep coming back to you and really helping your brand in the long term.
I love that idea. And, you know, as someone who is at the end of the day trusting your platform, it's there's a huge stake at it, right? And they're getting something in return as well. And that also is a process that is non-biased, right? It's an AI who is taking that decision. So that's the best part of it. Now, you know, building on your personal journey with Novelty, let's dive into how this platform is, you know, shaping the future of community-driven events and, you know, the lasting impact it's having on attendees. Now, Aiden, the journey behind Novelty is deeply rooted in desire to connect people and, you know, simplify the event experience. If I were to ask you, what was that first spark, you know, that made you think that, no, this is something that you want to do? Is there, you know, a specific reason or mission behind it, or any personal experience, you know, that pushed you into doing this?
Yeah. So before I became a co-founder of Novelty, I owned an event organization company. So I was on the other side of the industry. I was the one that was trying to get the tickets sold to people to come to my events. And after a while, I started to realize all the issues that were happening within the industry. How hard it is to promote, how hard it is to send promoters their fees, how hard it is to market. And really dealing with promoters was a huge, huge problem for me. So I wanted to get out of the industry after a couple of years. And it was it was very meant to be. The last event that my company threw before I sold it was where I got introduced to the founder and CEO of Novelty, and ended up we ended up talking, becoming great friends, and it's history.
So it was all destined, right? That's a very relatable origin story, you know, feeling disconnected from community experiences, a powerful motivator for creating a solution like Novelty. And this kind of personal drive is very inspiring. So thank you for sharing that story. Now, building on the impactful work you've done with Novelty, let's take a moment to explore how your other projects are, you know, also driving positive change and contributing to a larger vision. firstly, it's clear that, you know, your passion for community and innovation extends beyond novelty. You mentioned other projects you've involved, you're involved in, right, that have similar capabilities for growth and inspiration. What are those? Go ahead.
Yeah, so recently I started my own podcast, and it's called the Tribe Leaders Podcast. And I'm still young. I'm 21 years old. But I see all the issues that are happening in the next generation of entrepreneurs and just individuals in general. They lack critical thinking skills because artificial intelligence, they use ChatGPT for everything.
Exactly.
Social media, it makes people really focused on the end goal, having that really nice house or that really fancy car. But no one's focused on the journey anymore. No one's focused on growing themselves. So what we do at the Tribe Leaders Podcast is similar to you guys. We interview highly successful entrepreneurs, but we don't talk about what they're doing within their organizations. We talk about the trials and the tribulations that they faced throughout their careers. What was the highs and lows? What was the struggles? What was the motivation at the deepest points? And really trying to focus on growth and personal growth and really inspiring the next generation to become the best version of themselves.
Wow. I think getting the core out of someone is essential in a podcast episode, because it's not just an interview, right? You get to see a very real side, a very genuine side of that person. So firstly, congratulations on, you know, starting that initiative. We wish you all the very best and success. Before we let you go, Aaron, if there's any final piece of advice that you want our listeners to, you know, take away from this entire discussion today, something that you'd recommend they should do right after listening to this podcast episode, what would it be?
Get to work. A lot of people, especially in the next generation, they are almost expecting things to be handed down to them, and they're not working as hard as they can. So my biggest thing that I want to say to the next generation is don't expect anything, and really put your nose to the grindstone and make your own dreams come true instead of waiting for someone else to make it happen for you.
That's a very powerful statement, especially from, you know, a 21-year-old. But age is just a number, and, you know, you're a perfect personification for that. Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. I think your passion for building meaningful connections and, you know, enhancing the event experience, it's truly valuable for our listeners. And we really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys having me, and I'm looking forward to where this relationship goes in the future.
Amazing. All right, that was an insightful conversation with Aaron Bustard, co-founder and chairman of Novelty, on building lasting communities around events and the future of live experiences and the power of turning attendees into advocates. Novelty's platform is designed to empower event organizers and foster stronger connections with their audiences. We also encourage you to check out Aaron's podcast, Tribe Leaders, for more fresh insights. Thank you so much for tuning into the Canadian SME podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. And our website, CanadianSME.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, and Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses. So until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca. to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.